This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. The number here, 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we're inviting you over to our website at freetalklive.com and give you the features on the site. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. So the number here, 855-450-FREE. I'm just getting in here tonight. I had to go out to a city council meeting this evening to oppose the Bearcat. We've been telling you a lot about the Bearcat. It's the police tank that they're trying to bring to town here. And that's those are the words of the city mayor himself, who attempted to whisper it to another city councilor at a recent meeting when they accepted it.
Got caught on video.
And he got busted admitting that it was a tank. All of this, of course, has been followed.
We have our own tank.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
All of this has been followed in detail over at freekeen.com and the now much wider perspective, thanksbutnotanks.com. The intention of thanksbutnotanks.com is to take this beyond Keen, because it's likely that this Bearcat will be pushed on other towns around the country, and so hopefully those folks can use some of the resources we've created in opposing this here in Keen to oppose the Bearcat where they are when it inevitably comes on its evil path.
I think you think there's much chance.
Stunning that this is the first resistance that they've met.
The first, the most passionate, most significant resistance. There may have been pockets of resistance here and there in the past, but the folks behind the Bearcat, the Lenco company, did acknowledge that they've never experienced anything like this before.
Do you think there's any chance of some other town, standing in way of the Bearcat?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, there are activists in other places.
There are, but there aren't as many.
Well, it just depends, I suppose.
Because you're going to need a hippie town,
yeah,
and you're going to need enough activists.
Correct.
And I don't feel like you've got that in too many places.
It's probably true.
And it has to be a small enough city that they don't actually really need the vehicle. You know, like,
yeah,
you know, say in Seattle or something like that, they're never going to stop them from getting basically what this is a bulletproof truck,
right,
with gun ports.
If the city council is too disconnected from the people, it'll be impossible to stop it. But all that aside, Mark, it's still a good idea to have another website that's based just on this. And that's
fine,
what thanksbutnotanks.com is. We sang thanks but no tanks to the tune of Joy to the World. We sang our little song.
Now, when did this happen?
Right before the city council meeting started. So about 6:55, the meeting was supposed to start at 7. We waited until as many of the counselors were in the room as possible and then sang. And I was pleased that the cops who were standing around did not attempt to tell us to leave. So it was good.
Very good.
Yeah. So that's where I came from. I guess I'm coming in the middle of a discussion about an undercover hottie cop or something like that.
That's pretty much what's going on here.
What's happening?
Well, this is from alternet.org, and the story is written by Tony Newman. And the situation here is that basically, an undercover cop, well, she's 25 years old, and this is actually several undercover cops, but this is the story. You know how journalists love to tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is one undercover. They're talking about one situation between two people, because one is a 25-year-old undercover cop who's pretending to be a student and, getting all in with them. Because you can imagine what it would be like if a girl comes to school, she's 7 years older and that much wiser, but, you know, for all the world, looks like she's in high school, but she's wiser, and her goal isn't what girls in school's goal is. Her goal is something different. So she's supposed to infiltrate and talk to people and, you know, whatever. She's supposed to land pigeons.
Right. It's despicable. I don't understand how people can do this kind of work. I mean, you are essentially, your job is to deceive people. Your job is to deceive innocent people who've
right.
never
innocent
harmed
people.
Anyone
this
else.
Is, it'd be one right. thing if she was infiltrating, some kind of evil gang or something
like a band
like
of
that.
Killers. Yeah, that'd be one thing.
But she is, I mean, even if it was some huge drug ring, that would be one thing. But this
well,
is
no,
a high
drug
school.
Rings are
I'm only
just trying
saying
to get a product to people.
That's what your opinion
yeah.
is. However, we're not talking about anything that's even remotely similar to that. We're talking about infiltrating a high school and picking off the very easiest ones of them.
Yeah.
You're not going to find out. You're not going to get into a high school, go there for 6 weeks, and find out who the big dealer is.
No, she's dealing, isn't she? Wasn't that what
no, that wasn't what was going
she's
on.
She's not dealing? Okay.
Now, let me go on here. So anyway, the
where was this?
One day, what's that?
Where was this happening?
Alternet.org
okay.
in Florida.
Got it.
One 18-year-old honor student named Justin fell in love with the attractive 25-year-old undercover cop after spending weeks sharing stories about their lives, texting and flirting with each other. One day, she asked Justin if he smoked pot. And even though he didn't smoke marijuana, the love-struck teen promised to help her find some.
Oh, no.
Every
I'll start just for you, baby.
Every couple of days, and this would happen. This totally,
I could totally see several individuals who just never, just can't hit it off with any women. All of a sudden, there's someone who's very attractive,
and interested in them,
and not only that, but
she's not in my league.
She probably is one of the more popular. Just becomes one of the more popular girls because she's more outgoing, as you said, more gregarious. Because
maybe.
She has the knowledge and the know-how already under her belt, basically, as far as schooling is concerned and the world. So she's not, like, exploring new ground. And she's also, she's playing a role. She's not even playing herself. She's an actor, or an actress in this case. And she's acting this specific role to achieve a specific goal, which gives her a sort of insulation from actual humanity.
Right, and she doesn't intend to stay there. She doesn't really have anything on the line like a high school
student
does.
You ask who could do this? People who believe in the class system can do this. People who believe that they are in a higher class because they have a badge and a gun than everyone else. And everyone else is a lower class, different caste, if you will. And yes, we can pick off these weaker, you know, cast members, because, well, you know, they're not in our cast, and well, whatever.
And she has to have realized that she wasn't busting a drug dealer here. And,
right.
You know, multiple instances. So apparently she was doing this with lots of boys. But let me go on here. He didn't smoke pot, but every couple of days she would text him asking, had he found the marijuana? Finally, Justin was able to get it for her. She tried to give him $25 for the marijuana, and he said he didn't want the money.
Oh, wow.
He got it for as a present. Now, this is great.
Because he's not selling it.
Because he didn't actually sell it to her. A short while later, the police did a big sweep and arrested 31 students, including Justin. Now, let's talk about justice here for a second, folks. If justice were to be had, they would have swept in and got this kid immediately. Because he's a dangerous drug dealer endangering our kids at high school, right? No. They wanted to bust more kids. They just wanted the busts, so they left him there in high school, you know, threatening and terrorizing this honor student, threatening and terrorizing the other students because they wanted the busts. This is about busts. This is not about safety. This is not about protecting and serving anybody but themselves.
No, it's getting that high score. Who can get the most drug busts?
Indeed.
So, 31. And do we know what town in Florida this was?
It doesn't say. It just says Florida.
Now, where I went to school, I went to a smaller school. 31 would have been a significant number. I mean, that's a lot.
This happened when I was in school. And they did something
like
just
this?
Like this. Yes, in the 1980s. Because 21 Jump Street gave them the idea, essentially. Mm-hmm. And that was a show back in the 80s where, you know, they essentially, young cops pretended to be undercover all the time. You know, it was a compelling and great show, no doubt about it. But the idea that you're going to infiltrate a school with a young-looking cop and somehow make that school safer, that's crazy.
No, and this was an honor student as well. This was a person who, for all conceivable purposes, had made the right choices in life and had gone, you know, and put the work into schooling to actually get good grades. And you know, maybe he didn't care about schooling. Maybe he didn't, whatever. Maybe he was just exceptional as far as his IQ. Regardless, this individual had a successful past. And now, here comes a drug bust.
Yep.
It's drug-free zone.
Right.
You know, that's
he's
sort
done
of
for. I mean, as far as college funding and all that stuff, I mean, that's all going to be done. He can't get any of that now that he's gotten a drug.
Yeah, just try to get a job
conviction.
While you have a felony conviction.
Wait, are we talking about felonies here? If he didn't sell the pot, that would have been, what, a possession charge just for him?
It does say felony in this story.
Incredible.
Let me go on with it, and I'll get to it. This story is not unique to Florida, and it reminds me of the 18-year-old Mitchell Lawrence, a young man from Great Barrington, Mass., who served 2 years in jail for selling a joint to an undercover cop. The officer befriended Lawrence and his friends to hang out with him. One day, the cop asked Lawrence if he had any weed. Lawrence gave the cop a joint. The cop handed him $20. Lawrence hesitated, but the cop insisted on giving him the money, selling the joint because they were hanging out less than 1,000 feet from a school and thus was considered a drug-free zone and carried a mandatory minimum sentence of 2 years.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, the cops get to pat themselves on the back, pretend like they're doing something, when, of course, they haven't stopped anybody from getting their hands on pot. They've just put a few dealers behind bars, just opening up opportunities for new people.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 16th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.1590. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.5838, $879.19 for a half ounce, or $439.59 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.5838, $879.19, and $439.59.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. And we invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features you'll find there. We give them to you. Archives are included, so you can go all the way back to late 2006, all free right there over at freetalklive.com. Again, freetalklive.com.
The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you'd need a boat. And not just any boat, a life yacht. It's a stable catamaran as big as a house that purifies its own water, generates its own power, and, to some extent, grows its own food. It has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV ashore. With a life yacht, you could live free from nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world. To be involved, is all you need is $1,000, and the commitment can be as little as 8 months. It's ericksoncouncil.com. It's ericksoncouncil.com. I'm going to spell it because a lot of people have asked me. That's ericksoncouncil.com.
So we continue here discussing a story out of Florida where a 25-year-old female was placed into a high school under the auspices that she...
Several cops were placed into several high schools.
Oh, I see. So we're only looking at one of the stories where this female cop was basically instructed to hit it off with as many of the people there as possible and attempt to score some marijuana.
Yep.
And, of course, she was successful at it because she's an attractive young lady and, you know, she knows how to work the guys, so it wasn't hard for her to use her sexuality to sell the idea of, you know, that she's their friend.
I wonder how many young guys, young police officer guys that they would put into school that would go around asking for marijuana and get it versus girls. You know, I mean, I'm just thinking the girls would be more successful. You know what I mean?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I believe so.
So that's what she did, and it was because of her efforts that they busted 31 people.
Now, there may be other police involved in that 31.
Was that 31 at that one?
It's not entirely clear.
It seems like it was 31 at that one particular school, which the story focused on.
I don't think so. Can you imagine for us? I mean,
I think that makes very much.
I can imagine.
I can't.
Where she could find 31 people over the course of 6 weeks or whatever it was.
6 weeks, 31 guys. She's working them like a trooper. Like she's a hooker.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be hard.
I wouldn't be that interested in a girl that has that many guys milling around her. That seems like a lot in 6 weeks.
I see what you're saying, but if you're a lonely high school guy, I mean, then this, you know, pretty lady's talking to you and she wants to get some pot. Doesn't seem unbelievable to me.
Seems like a lot of busts for one person, but I could be wrong.
So what else do you have to share from this?
This from Tony Newman says the drug war is sick. How much money was wasted by our law enforcement to get these bags of marijuana off the streets?
Yeah.
How do these cops look at themselves in the mirror?
I don't understand it.
Seducing 18-year-olds to fall in love or pretending to be friends and then tricking them into procuring small amounts of marijuana. Now, recently we read the statistic that more 10th graders had smoked marijuana than cigarettes. And
really?
We have also said in the past, and you know, found this to be true in the past, that high school students report that it is easier to get marijuana than it is to get alcohol.
That's true.
I mean, come on. So anyway, tricking them into producing small amounts of marijuana so they can charge them with felonies is beyond slimy and diametrically opposed to the officer's charge to serve and protect.
Yeah,
the idea that you're going to charge high school students for small amounts of marijuana with felonies because they sold it to this girl, it's really, really despicable. Because actually, what the cops are incentivized to do is give money. If a girl just wanted it for free, hey, can I have some free marijuana from you?
Sure.
She'd get it.
Yeah.
She'd get it most of the time. And so the fact that she tries to slide him $25, what's the point in that?
I wonder if any of them ever tried to smoke it with her and what happened in that case.
They're probably not. A lot of them probably don't care anything about smoking marijuana. This kid, Justin, the honor student, he doesn't want to smoke marijuana.
That's what he told her.
He just wants to get some marijuana for this pretty girl so she'll like him.
Yep.
And that's what happens. So we often hear that we need to fight the drug war to protect kids. As these despicable examples show, more often, the drug war is ruining young people's lives and doing more harm than good.
This is not going to help these young boys when they're put into prison cells.
Right.
And what's going to protect them then?
And in what way does this inform high school students? Do you think they're watching the news and hearing about this stuff?
Well, they probably heard their friends got arrested.
Later, but do you think that has taught them anything?
Don't give pot to pretty girls, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know how well those lessons will be absorbed.
But it should teach them that their own government is out to get them.
Yeah,
that's
for
what
sure.
They should learn.
Yeah, they'll probably learn that too. I mean, I can just imagine what it's like to be one of you know, one of these kids. I mean, how many boys wouldn't do this? I know that some wouldn't, but how many wouldn't just go ahead and bend their scruples for some pretty girl who's, you know, a little older and a lot more manipulative, coming in and saying, hey, I could use a little marijuana. Hey, you got any weed for me? You know, just over and over again. I don't think there's too many guys out there within the sound of my voice that hasn't had some woman in some way or another get what she wanted. And then you'd be like, oh, God, man, did I get used? That's all that happened.
I guess all you can really say.
In this case, it's a felony.
Yeah. I guess all you can really say is if you're in high school and some new person comes into the school, beware. I mean, unless you've been going to school with them for a few years, maybe you should be very cautious about your interactions with them. I mean, how terrible, though, that you have to be paranoid about, you know, that you have to be concerned and worried about the people that you're around at high school. Like, which one of them is a snitch? Which one of them is the narc, the undercover cop?
And well, it's funny that the school is the tank, the fish tank, for the predator. In this case, the shark would be the police to go in because it's a government institution.
No private school would allow this to happen.
Yeah, the state's like, whatever, sure. Oh, an officer's going to be here on duty. That'll make us all feel safe. Yeah. Yay.
What if they're carrying?
That's a good question,
I doubt
too.
It might be.
So here's the moral of the story. Don't send your kids to public school.
Right. That's the way to avoid a whole lot of problems. Yep. Just don't send them in the first place.
Yeah. The earlier story we had was about the school lunch, where the child's lunch was rejected.
Yeah, where they were searching through people's like school lunches, right, to see if they were like acceptable to the government standards, and then took the lunch from the person, and then foisted like chicken nuggets on them instead.
Yes, that's right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I mean, it's a 4-year-old in some kind of pre-K program.
How much more micromanaged can it become?
It can become more micromanaged to the point where, here it is. You're already using the bathroom on their terms.
Yeah,
right.
Get your hall pass.
Now you're eating on their terms. You're attending school on their terms.
Right.
Now, only thing left is sleeping. I mean, I figure that's it.
Well, they do determine when you wake up, because a lot of these kids are getting up at 5:30 in the morning, which is the same time they got me up when I was in jail, to go to school.
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy. The sun's not even up before these kids are at school.
So it's sad that what kind of individuals are going to come out of this sort of system where they're watched and basically told what to do for
institutionalized
every aspect of
their life. Institutionalized people. Yep. That's what happens to people that are in prison for a long time. They get institutionalized. They don't know the world outside. They can't handle it.
I'd say the private schools are better, but I wouldn't say they're a heck of a lot better.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight here with you is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And also want to invite you on the phones, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything. Quick update from the email box to correct some confusion we had last night. We were talking about OkCupid, the very popular dating site, free dating site online. We were reading a story about some interesting questions you can ask of someone on a first date or prior to a first date to determine certain things or the potential for certain things to happen in the future. If you want to hear more about that, you can listen to last night's episode over at freetalklive.com. But we had started out by saying that we had heard that OkCupid was DARPA funded, which is some sort of government defense initiative. And it seems kind of weird, right? Like
it
a dating
site?
It
does seem like an outrageous claim, right?
A dating site funded by DARPA.
But I'd heard it.
Yeah, and we'd heard it from Johnson, who is one of our researchers on the program. We don't actually have a staff of researchers. He's just somebody who's been with the show for a long time and helps us out with things. And he, I guess, got back in touch with us here, as well as Andrew Sawyer, to say that, yeah, it actually was funded by DARPA, because we had questioned it last night, went and did a Google search, couldn't really find anything imminently, just kind of upfront that was really clear that made it seem like this was funded by DARPA. According to Andrew here, their web server called OKWS was funded in part by DARPA by an MIT student. There's a master's thesis that he wrote called Building Fast and Secure Web Services with OKWS by Maxwell Crone, who is a co-founder of OKCupid. The research was supported in part by the DARPA Composable High Assurance Trusted Systems Program, and then they list the contract number under which it was funded. So, looks like it's true. There you go. That's all we know about it. It's just that, you know, there was money.
It's not like DARPA's going to go putting its business out there too far.
Right. There was money involved in building their web server, apparently. So thanks to those guys for putting that out there. Let's go to you guys and your calls. Drew is on the line, listening in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, Drew.
Hey, guys. Hey, I wanted to call in I had a kind of an interesting little alert reminder sent to my cell phone today. Let me see, I just lost the page. It's called a RMS message, or Emergency Alert System message, and the government now apparently has a direct line to my cell phone to do a wireless emergency alert system, and it says here, you know, sent 2012-02-16 at 1:56 p.m. This is a test of the wireless emergency alert system. This is only a test. And if you explore this application on my phone a little bit deeper, it says that I can get amber alerts, I can get emergency alerts and severe weather alerts, and I can also get presidential-level alerts, and those alerts are mandatory. So it appears that the president, whoever that may be, Obama or Romney, has a direct line to my cell phone. So I thought it was pretty interesting when I got the message, and I did some searching around the Internet and on Twitter and found a lot of other people who have the Verizon Wireless who use that carrier also received a similar alert. And a lot of people on Twitter didn't understand it or know why or what it was. So I went ahead and got some screenshots and pictures of my phone and this alert, and I posted them over on freedomsphoenix.com if anyone cares to take a look at them. But,
thanks for doing that. I'm also on that network. I did not receive that those alerts. You did?
Yes, and I don't even have 3G service with my Wi-Fi device. I simply have a Verizon Wi-Fi Droid. And, I mean, I'm using it on Wi-Fi, and I don't have the 3G, so...
Right, so you don't actually subscribe to Verizon. You have no contract for the phone, is what you're saying.
That's right.
And you still got this...
And I still got that, yes. I got four of them, and they're all, you know, copies of each other.
Was it over a Google Voice number or something like that? How did that happen?
I don't know how it pushed it to my phone.
Well, one thing that I did notice is we checked with some other people that I know who are also on Verizon, and they didn't receive it. Some did, some didn't. And one thing, I have a Droid phone... And actually, I have a custom build of the Droid software with Motorola, and they provide certain applications that I can't remove, this emergency system being one of them. So apparently, it wasn't just Verizon customers. It was Verizon customers who have this app. And whether you have the app is up to what software bundle you've
that
got.
That may explain. Okay, so that may explain why I didn't get it, because I've rooted my phone and installed a custom operating system on it.
Now you're going to jail.
And so, therefore, I probably don't have, because a lot of these custom ROMs...
Well, I know that Steve has, his Droid got a message, too. I believe he rooted his phone.
Well, just because you root the phone doesn't mean doesn't mean you're running a custom ROM. I would imagine Steve, this guy you're talking about, would be doing that. But a lot of these custom ROMs, they strip out extraneous crap from the phone, and
yes.
So maybe whoever made this ROM that I'm running stripped out whatever that program is, you know, presidential message system or whatever. They stripped that file out of my system. Maybe that's why I didn't get it, or maybe it was just because you know, they were just testing and it didn't work for everybody. I mean, that's a possibility too. But so this was your first indicator that this was coming, because we'd heard about this several months ago, that this was a plan that they've had in the works for a while, is to make it so the government people can send out a text message to every single cell phone in the country, which is, of course, you know, ultra creepy.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and you may recall there was a story back in December in New Jersey where there was a flood and they sent one out and they caused a little bit of panic and everybody didn't know. I don't recall the full details of that, but New Jersey, I think you might find something on that. But I had noticed this when I got this new phone last October, and I noticed that it said in there in the settings page, presidential level alerts are mandatory, and I couldn't uncheck that box. One thing I noticed today, though, is it seems as if they had added some new categories. They have amber alerts now in there, so maybe that's why they decided to test the system as they changed it. Now they have the ability to do amber alerts. But somebody said to me at the time in October, said, well, why don't you root your phone and get rid of it? And I thought, well, but that'll ruin the fun when Obama starts sending me reelection campaign material into my phone. So I kept the program on there, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of kooky fear tactics and scary messages they send me next.
Sure. I'm looking here at the one that JJ was sent. It says it's an RMT alert. So this doesn't come in as a standard text message. It comes in on a special program that's just there to receive these alerts.
Part of the application, yes. Part of the emergency alert application.
And had you noticed this application in your application drawer previously? Is this something you'd seen
there? I know. I've never played with it, no.
Is this something that you can just find in your list of applications, Drew?
Yes, I noticed it almost as soon as I got the phone. I was playing with the different features, and I saw this, you know, has a red cross on it. And I thought, oh, there's some emergency app. I should check this out. And I looked at it, and when I understood sort of what it was, it kind of made me realize this isn't something that I want. But, again, I'm not allowed to delete it because I don't have a rooted phone and haven't done that yet. So I just have left it on there. But this was the first time today that I've received a message. So it shocked me. I mean, I guess it didn't shock me. I guess I saw it coming, but first time I actually saw it happen. One thing about the post, the picture that I posted, which made me laugh, is, you know, it says this is a test emergency alert system. It's only a test. And it has some categories down here, and it says the severity is a significant threat to life or property. Mm-hmm. The urgency, I should respond. I should act. Action should be taken soon, within the next hour. And then at the bottom, it's certainty. The likelihood is probable, greater or equal to 50%. So the likelihood of this test is 50%. So I don't know if those fields are.
And you should take action.
Where would someone find this the screenshot over at freedomsphoenix.com? I'm on the page right now. I'm not seeing it imminently.
It's about six down on the left hand side. I just looked. It's still on the front page. I don't think it's rolled off yet.
What's the title that people can look for?
What's a CMAS alert anyway?
Okay, I see it there. What's a CMAS alert anywhere? If you want, what's a CMAS alert anyway? Over at freedomsphoenix.com, if you want to see some screenshots of what this looks like on Drew's phone, if you're on the Verizon network, there's a good chance you received this. Not sure about other networks out there, but odds are good this is going to be the first of many. And I find it absolutely disturbing. I thank you, Drew, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. Now I'm extra glad now I have a rooted phone. It's good.
Not getting that crap.
No, I've not gotten this. I have this application. More coming up here. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Fallen Angel Toys is a tasteful company for adult desires and fetish fantasy. Thousands of items. Vibrators, literature, blindfolds, lubes, and more. Great for bachelorette parties or serious lifestylers. We're a family-owned business with new specials every week, discreet packaging and shipping, and safe, secure checkout through PayPal. Use code FDL at checkout for 25% off your first time. No minimum purchase required. That's FallenAngelToys.com.
At over 6,000 preparedness items, get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydropacks, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there. If you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and you can enter Amazon through one of the links that you'll see there. And the links are different for different countries. Click into the one that's appropriate for you and you'll get your shopping taken care of just as you're used to with Amazon, with the same great shopping experience, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their items. And of course, you know, just it's huge selection. It's Amazon. I mean, they've got almost everything. So go to shop.freetalklive.com, get your shopping taken care of, and help Free Talk Live at the same time by going through our links over at shop.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are the world's first anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing the permission of any bank or any government. And it's free to send and receive money in Bitcoins. It's just like cash. I mean, it's cash for the Internet. Learn more. Go to weusecoins.org. They'll tell you all about the basics of Bitcoins. It's weusecoins.org. And then the Bitcoin rabbit hole is as deep as you want to go, because there's a lot of information to be had. Now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com. It's BitInstant.com.
All right, we continue with you and your thoughts. Marcus is in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
If a Lingo Bearcat shows up to a crime scene with a suicidal maniac, it doesn't bring a cannon. It brings a hostage negotiator.
I believe that's a quote from the Huffington Post article.
Yes.
Man, what is that, a joke or what?
Well, I'm sure that it may have a hostage negotiator in it, but it also has gun ports in the side. So the hostage negotiator can shoot the suicidal guy from inside the vehicle without being in danger.
And it's likely carrying 9 other men, because it can hold, they advertise it can hold 10 men. So if they have one hostage negotiator, they probably have 10 men with machine guns also riding in the back.
Oh, man. I just had to call in. I saw the article on the Huffington Post, man, and it took me about 20 minutes to stop laughing. I mean, it's ridiculous, man.
You know, one thing about this Lenko Bearcat that you bring up that brings to mind here is when I went to the city council meeting, one of the police officers, guy who got a certain amount of renown apparently for disarming a high schooler who had taken over the local high school or something like that back in the early 90s, And he said, you know, that there are instances when you don't want to be driving up in a Crown Victoria that's not bulletproof, and that you would want a bulletproof vehicle. Now, I can't disagree with that, but let's think about the unintended consequences of a bulletproof vehicle. Many people who are on the police squad they're just people, right? Like, they're not angels, they're not necessarily brave or anything like that. I'm sure there are some people that are very, very brave, but if you're in a bulletproof vehicle, then you have to get out to negotiate with the hostage. You're more likely to want to stay in a bulletproof vehicle. If you're in a non-bulletproof vehicle, you might as well get out and talk to the hostage. So this bureaucrat actually incentivizes the police to not do their jobs.
And to be more reckless.
If a suicidal maniac sees a bearcat coming, what do you think he would do?
I don't know. I mean, usually I have seen several stories of suicidal people, you know, people that are they're in problems. So the cops shoot them before they have a chance to shoot themselves. You know, so what do you do? I don't know. It's a crazy situation.
So, Marcus, I take it you're not a fan of the idea of police militarizing themselves?
No, you know, I had an incident where some police stole some money from me a couple years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
How much money?
It was about $86.
What was the circumstance of that?
Me and my brother-in-law were sitting in the parking lot of a Shell gas station. And it was maybe about 10 o'clock at night. I was waiting on a friend to bring some DVDs. He was late, so I got tired of waiting. So as I was pulling off, three police cars pull up, shine all type of lights in my car. Tell me to put my hands up. Me and my brother-in-law, I guess if you can hear from my voice, I'm African-American.
Mm-hmm.
Make us
driving while black, as they say.
Yeah. We get out the car. Where's the weed at? Do we have any grenades, anything in the car?
Wow.
Because there's a bunch of potheads driving around with grenades.
Exactly.
What?
And I smoke a pipe. I smoke a pipe with tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the pipe land in my center console from my car. Next thing you know, we're on the ground, we're taking shoes off. They want to know what this is. They ran a dog around the car. They say the dog hit on something. We didn't have any marijuana in the car, but I did have $86 in my center console. And they pulling all type of stuff out of my car. Everything, papers, all type of, you know, just everything on my car next to you. They're pulling it out all on the ground. And after they didn't find anything, you know, me and my brother-in-law was putting all that stuff back in my car. And $86 was gone.
Huh.
And it was there before.
How about that?
Yeah, yeah. So ever since then, you know, I never really had any respect for the police.
And how old were you at this time when this happened to you?
How old was I?
Yeah.
27. 30 years old now.
You know, incredible. Frankly, that $86, yeah, I'm sure that I agree with your opinion on it, but things could have been a lot worse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they could have shot and killed you.
They could have.
Just because they do that from time to time.
The news stories I've seen, I mean, you just don't know. You don't know whether they're going to plant something because they feel like it, or if they're going to, you know, find something that they think is marijuana and drag you guys in for a couple of days until they figure it out, or, you know, just all kinds of things.
And he asked me. He said, what are you doing with that pipe? I said, well, I'll smoke tobacco. Yeah, right. You know, like, I guess he
couldn't really believe that.
There are no 27-year-old black men that smoke tobacco.
There's a story of a doctor, an ophthalmologist, I believe, that was running a football pool in his office.
Yeah.
They busted him, and, you know, one of these trigger-happy goons shot him in the back of the head while he was kneeling handcuffed.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, he wasn't struggling. I think it was just a misfire. But, you know, what happens to them?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, Mark. To be out $86 and not have to deal with anything further.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that this goes on, and this happens probably every day in some location,
you know,
across
the
country.
That's not the first time I had a run-in with the police. It was just the first time, you know, something like that, you know, has happened to me as far as, you know, to take the money, have me laying on the ground. All I'm doing is waiting on a friend. You know, I had no idea when I left the house I'll be laying on the ground and getting asked all type of questions, like, you know, all that type of stuff.
Marcus, thanks for calling.
One more thing before
yes,
I go, just one more thing.
Yeah.
I called you guys last week. I did the experiment again. I don't care what you guys say. When you drink too much alcohol, I feel high. You remember when I called last week
And,
yeah, you're saying you feel high when you drink too much alcohol?
Yeah, I'm just trying to put it out there that when you consume alcohol, I think we should stop calling it drunk. You know, I called last week.
Ah, yes, I do recall. Yeah.
If we, you know, I just think we should call it being high. I think any drug that you consume, I think we should call it high. And by the way, I think the call with Jerome Sunday was an excellent call.
Missed that one. I wasn't here, unfortunately. Thank you, Marcus. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Some would say that alcohol is a depressant, so therefore it couldn't possibly get you high. But I guess it just all depends on your perspective.
Yeah, he called in last week.
I recall, yeah.
Yeah. I think when your body is fighting for life, there's certain things that go on within the chemistry. And then the brain does something because it's afraid of dying. And it sort of, you feel a little high because, well, at least we're going to go out feeling okay.
Yeah. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. Zach in Minnesota on the Amp Lines. Hello, Zach.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
How are you?
What's on your mind, Zach?
Well, I didn't want to talk about the Bearcat because it seems that recently this has been the National Bearcat Show. But I just, while I was sitting on hold, I found the video that they used to promote this thing, and honestly, it looks a lot like some of the military's training videos. If it didn't say police on these guys' uniforms, I would think it's the Army. I mean, the thing's painted desert brown, and it's just it's sick.
The guys are in camouflage. They've got machine guns. I mean, they look like the military.
Yeah, it's just it's disgusting, and I hope that you guys have some success to defeat this thing, because that's just horrible.
Well, it's hard for me to get my hopes up when it comes to politicians defying the wishes of the police. But certainly, these politicians in Keene, New Hampshire, that have to make a choice on this in the next 2 weeks. It was, by the way, delayed. The vote on the Bearcat tonight was delayed because the gentleman who was the only city councilor to oppose it was not there tonight. So therefore, he'll be at the next meeting, and they did put it off till that next meeting, which gives us an extra 2 weeks to reach out to these people and talk to them. I know you're calling for a different reason, so hang on, Zach. We'll bring it back here in hour number 3. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this Bearcat story is blown up into a national, international story. The Huffington Post covered it today. We can dig into that here in a little bit. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.